For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has, once again, put forward China's official position on its claims in the South China Sea, rejecting suggestions made this week by the Philippines, Japan, and the United States. Speaking at this week's ASEAN Regional Forum, Wang says China's being forced to make clear its stance amid issues raised by those countries at the forum. But in making the statement, Wang does say the general situation in the South China Sea remains stable, saying the possibility of a major conflict simply does not exist. A new report is suggesting China should cut its interest rates in the second half of this year. The report was jointly released by the Institute of China Development Bank, the State Development Center, and Shanghai Securities. The report says cross-border capital outflow, RMB depreciation, and stock turbulence will disturb capital distribution in the following months. It says to keep a stable economic growth, China needs to cut interest rates. Nearly 5,000 people in southeast China have been evacuated to safety ahead of Typhoon Sautilor's arrival in Fujian province on Saturday. The National Meteorological Center has raised the alert for the typhoon from yellow to orange, the second highest level. Forecasting models are expecting the eye of Sautilor to hit the east coast of Taiwan sometime around midnight tonight. The storm's been increasing in strength and is expected to hit Taiwan with winds of around 185 kilometers per hour. It's forecast to land on the coast of Fujian province on Saturday night. People working in Beijing will get 3 days off during the Victory Day parade. The Chinese central government announced that all state-owned companies, private firms, schools, and universities in Beijing will be closed from September 3rd to the 5th. The Victory Day parade will be held on September 3rd to mark the 70th anniversary of the victory of the War of the Chinese People's Resistance against Japanese aggression. It's the first time that China will hold a parade to commemorate the end of World War II in 1945. A senior official from China's securities watchdog has been sacked over bribery charges. Li Liang served as the head of the Investors Protection Bureau. The bureau's in charge of reviewing bond issuance by companies and corporate listings on overseas stock exchanges. He's also been expelled from the CPC. Li's been under probe over suspected bribery charges since the end of last year. He allegedly took bribes during his time in office, which started in October of 2013. Another high-ranking Chinese official has been removed from office because of a graft investigation. Gu Chunli, vice governor of Jilin province in the country's northeast, has been removed from his post. The Communist Party of China's Central Committee has released a statement using wording that's common when an investigation of this nature has been launched, saying the official has been removed because of severe disciplinary and law violations. Word of the investigation was first reported on Saturday. Two Chinese fishermen suspected of involvement in a viral video called Killing the World's Biggest Whale Shark are being sought by the fishery department. In the video, two men use a long knife to kill a whale shark and cut it into pieces as they're crowded by screaming people and others who took pictures with the whale. The uploaded video is being criticized by many Chinese netizens, saying that it's cruel and heartbreaking. Whale sharks are on the state protection list, so the fishermen involved in the video will face penalty if caught. North Korea's announced that it'll use a new time zone starting from August 15th, the day marking the country's liberation from Japan at the end of World War II. North Korea is currently in the same time zone as Japan and South Korea, which is 9 hours ahead of Greenwich Mean Time. The new time zone will see clocks set back by half an hour compared to the present setting. North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency quotes an official as saying the decision reflects Pyongyang's unshakable faith and the will of service personnel and people on the 70th anniversary of Korea's liberation. The South Korean sides expressed concern the switch could hamper inter-Korean affairs. At least 8 civilians are dead and nearly 400 others wounded following a car bombing in the Afghan capital, Kabul. The blast took place near an Afghan army base and destroyed parts of the compound's surrounding wall early this morning. No group or militant organizations claim responsibility for the attack so far. The target of the attack also remains unknown. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.